News from NOAA. Don't look for a replay of last year's very intense hurricane season. However, be prepared. Be very prepared for the 2006 Atlantic hurricane season. NOAA unveiled its outlook for this year's hurricane season, and the agency says it's going to be a very active North Atlantic hurricane season. With hurricane names like Katrina and Rita still firmly etched in the nation's collective memory, NOAA encouraged individuals throughout the North Atlantic region to get ready for 13 to 16 named storms, with 8 to 10 becoming hurricanes. 4 to 6 of those could become major hurricanes of Category 3 intensity or higher. A Category 3 hurricane packs winds between 111 to 130 miles per hour. At a news conference at the NOAA National Hurricane Center in Miami, retired Vice Admiral Conrad Lautenbacher, the Undersecretary of Commerce for Oceans and Atmosphere and NOAA Administrator, said residents in the potential path of hurricanes need to be prepared for another active hurricane season.
This convergence of conditions in the ocean and atmosphere is strongly related to something we call the multi-decadal signal and has resulted in above-average hurricane seasons in 9 of the last 11 years. History shows that this signal produces active hurricane errors that can last 25 to 40 years. We are now 11 years into the current active Atlantic hurricane era. Therefore, we might see ongoing high levels of hurricane activity, and very importantly, high levels of hurricane landfalls for the next decade and perhaps longer.
The North Atlantic Ocean, on average, produces 11 named storms, with 6 becoming hurricanes, including 2 major hurricanes. The 2005 Atlantic hurricane season produced a record-setting 28 storms, 15 were hurricanes, and 7 of those were major hurricanes. A total of 4 hit the United States, a new record. Hurricane Katrina goes down in the history books as one of the most deadliest and costliest storms in U.S. history. With an active hurricane season looming, Lautenbacher said conditions are in place for the potential of hurricanes striking the United States once again in 2006.
The ultimate question is whether these storms will make landfall. Unfortunately, the factors that determine how many of these storms hit land are the smaller scale and variable day-to-day weather patterns that cannot be predicted this far in advance. However, based on past years with similar conditions to those forecast this year, it is statistically within reason to assume that 2 to 4 hurricanes could affect the United States. The very thought, obviously, of another hurricane strike on the United States, especially the Gulf Coast, is a troubling yet real possibility.
Whether it's an active or below normal season, one very important message Max Mayfield, the director of the NOAA National Hurricane Center, wants everyone in the potential path of a hurricane to heed is be prepared.
It's not all about the numbers. It just takes that one hurricane over your house to make for a bad year. And what I also want you to be sure that you hear is the fact that the research meteorologists are telling us that we're in this very active period for major hurricanes that may last at least another 10 to 20 years. That's not good news, and the message is very clear. We need to be prepared.
The North Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1st and concludes November 30th. NOAA will issue its mid-season update in early August, right before the normal August through October peak of activity. With another active hurricane season forecast for 2006, NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft and the men and women who operate them will once again be headed to the skies and the storms. During the 2005 Atlantic hurricane season, the NOAA P-3 turboprop aircraft flew around and into 11 named storms, including Katrina, accounting for 73 missions, which translates into 480 flight hours. The P-3s also flew into the eyewalls of the storms 109 times. NOAA's Citation aircraft flew 50 aerial photography missions into Hurricanes Katrina, Ophelia, and Rita, which amounted to 105 flight hours, and yielded thousands of high-resolution photos of the storm's damage. That's news from NOAA. I'm Greg Hernandez from NOAA headquarters in Washington. For the latest news, see the NOAA homepage at www.noaa.gov, where science gains value.